Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Vice President Kamala Harris took questions from Philadelphia area voters last night at a town hall in Delaware County hosted by CNN. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The event in Chester Township was an alternative to a second debate with Donald Trump after Trump refused to debate again, which seemed to liberate Harris to go after her opponent in the strongest terms.
I do believe that Donald Trump is unstable, increasingly unstable, and unfit to serve.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
Anderson Cooper moderated, but voters themselves, described as undecided or persuadable, asked questions. Annalise Keene said she was undecided because of the war in Gaza.
What would you do to ensure not another Palestinian dies due to bombs being funded by U.S. tax dollars?
With Sinwar's death, I do believe we have an opportunity to end this war.
Other topics included anti-Semitism, immigration, taxes, the Supreme Court, and personal questions about her biggest weakness and proudest moment. She often turned the conversation back to Donald Trump.
This election in 13 days is presenting the American people with a very significant decision.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Also yesterday on the campaign trail, Senator Bob Casey was at Temple University with Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock to speak to a small group of students. And Republican Senate candidate Dave McCormick went to Northern Liberties and talked with Local 22 Philadelphia Firefighter and Paramedics Union. Meanwhile, Philadelphia police are investigating three separate incidents at a historic Old City synagogue, including vandalism, arson, and an attempted burglary. The details from KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities do not believe the incidents are connected, but they started Sunday when someone vandalized a memorial outside Congregation Mikveh Israel along 4th Street between Arch and Market.
An individual inscribed an expletive, a very nasty expletive, on the memorial that we have in the front of our synagogue.
Rabbi Yosef Zarnigian, who leads the congregation, says about 24 hours later, a man jumped into their dumpster, seemingly looking for something, and then set it on fire.
That fire caused the north side of the building to basically burn to some degree. The windows of my office shattered.
About 4 hours later, he says two opportunists tried to break into the building. Police say a hole was cut into the fencing and the pair tried to get in through a back maintenance door.
Scary because the morning services that we hold here occurred only 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes after their attempted burglary.
The rabbi says it's disheartening.
I can't say I'm surprised as a whole because the state of affairs right now in the world has it that attacking the Jewish people, dehumanizing the Jewish people is normal. It's just become normal.
Officials say they don't know if the arson or attempted burglary had anything to do with anti-Semitism, but they're continuing to investigate. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Crowds of unruly teens and young adults wreaked havoc at a South Jersey event over the weekend. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, police in Collingswood had to disperse more than one crowd around town.
A PTA-sponsored haunted hayride was scheduled on Saturday night at the town's night park. Collingswood police say more than 200 juveniles were dropped off, and a little before 8:30, fights started to break out. The hayride ended up getting shut down as officers dispersed the crowds and made sure families at the event were safe. Meanwhile, police say more than 50 juveniles were reported to be in a nearby Wawa and were accused of stealing and causing a disturbance. The store ended up closing early. Officers who were still by the park then asked for additional help when they say about 80 people were engaged in a massive fight. Juveniles, according to police, punched, kicked, and pushed past them to keep fighting. Law enforcement dispersed the crowds and say nobody was arrested. The entire incident is under investigation. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Most Americans are having trouble keeping up with emergency savings, and few have been able to save anything at all so far this year. That's the finding of a new Bankrate survey, and KYW's Connor Barkon has the details.
If you feel behind on your emergency savings, you have plenty of company.
Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride says 62% of Americans feel like they are unable to save enough money, and that problem has been around for a while.
Americans have long recognized that their Achilles heel financially is not having enough emergency savings, and there is a desire to build that up. The biggest financial regret that we see among millennials and Gen Z in particular is that they don't have enough emergency savings.
McBride says it's harder to save money because everyday goods and needs have become more expensive in recent years.
No surprise. Rising prices and inflation, that was cited by more than half of those who hadn't been able to increase their savings. That was followed pretty closely by too many expenses.
McBride says keeping your money in a high-yield savings account is essential to boosting your emergency funds. He also suggests setting up a regularly scheduled transfer to your savings account. Connor Bark on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.